Last election cycle, state legislator Mia Costello's opponents falsely alleged that she didn't actually live in the Sand Lake neighborhood of Anchorage that she represents. Now, similar charges are being leveled in the same district, but against a new candidate. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports.
There's a pretty lengthy paper trail suggesting that Republican candidate Sherry Jackson does not live in District 22. The Casper Courthouse she owns is on the wrong side of Jewel Lake Road, putting it in a neighboring district. The senior housing facility where Jackson works is listed as her place of residence. Her 2013 fishing license uses Casper Court as her residence, and so does the absentee ballot she cast in November 2012. Jackson's opponent in the Republican primary, Liz Vasquez, is so convinced that Jackson can't run in the district that she's hired a lawyer to pursue the claim. Attorney Scott Kendall thinks the residency question is an open-shut case.
The thought that she somehow lives at her employer's house, which is a half mile from her actual residence that she's owned for 15 years, is farcical, to say the least.
The Vasquez campaign alleges that Jackson changed her voter registration to her employer's address after redistricting maps were finalized last July, and her Casper Court home was sliced out of that area. Vasquez complained to the Division of Elections in June, but missed the deadline to challenge Jackson's candidacy at that point. Elections Director Gail Fanumiai dismissed the complaint, and Vasquez chose not to appeal the decision in court because of the cost. But had Vasquez submitted the complaint in time, Fanumiai would have initiated an investigation and judged Jackson's residency by this metric.
When we ask somebody who, say, is, like I'm going to use it, like a homeless person example, we say, where do you sleep at night? Where is it? Where do you sleep? And they tell us where they sleep, and that's where we consider the where their residence is for voter registration.
So I went to find out where Sherry Jackson sleeps. Jewel Lake Plaza is right at the edge of District 22. It's got more than a dozen apartments for low-income seniors with Section 8 vouchers. To enter, you have to be buzzed in, and Mark and Sherry Jackson's names are at the top of the directory.
Mark Jackson?
Yeah?
Hi, my name's Alexander Gutierrez, and I'm looking for Sherry.
Well, she's working tonight.
Even though his wife is out, Mark Jackson invites me in for a look. The place is furnished, the refrigerators are covered in magnets and photos, and there are Sherry Jackson for State House signs in the windows.
I don't know how it, you know, you would assume that we don't live here from, you know, having a stack full of books, plants, and everything else that goes in the house. So this is where we live. But I do own a house over on Casper, but my children live there.
Mark explains that Sherry is the on-site representative at Jewel Lake Plaza, and that they moved there 2 years ago as part of the job. Their kids are in their 20s, so they let them occupy the Casper Court home. As I'm about to leave, Sherry arrives. She says she's aware of the residency complaint, but doesn't put stock into it.
I'm not going to put myself or my family in a situation that is going to be under such scrutiny that you make a fool out of yourself. It's not worth it.
She shows me a letter from September 2012 documenting their move, and we talk to a Jewel Lake Plaza resident who vouches for the Jacksons as neighbors. Jackson admits that her paperwork could raise some eyebrows, though. She says that because the Casper Court property is still in her name, she would sometimes use it instead of her post office box. She adds that she used the Casper Court address on the 2012 absentee ballot because she had just moved and she and her husband were traveling for a family illness.
I guess that could look bad in a way, but that's the reality of my situation. You know, a lot of times people don't put addresses in until after they settle down. We didn't even have a chance to move our stuff in, and we took a plane out of here.
Jackson does not plan to withdraw from the Republican primary. While state statute does not allow people to claim temporary work sites for their residency, Jackson thinks her situation qualifies as permanent. Her opponent, Liz Vasquez, referred questions to her lawyer. Scott Kendall still believes that Jackson should not be eligible to run.
I guess I'm far from convinced based on the fact that she was simply there and had stuff there. Certainly, since filing in May of this year, she's had plenty of time to occupy a unit there. Again, she's not entitled to live there but for working there, so it is her work site.
This isn't the first controversy over election rules in District 22 this campaign cycle. The Republican primary was initially supposed to be a three-way race, but David Neese's candidacy was rejected because of paperwork problems. In Anchorage, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.